There you are. Come in. Slowly. Let the gate close behind you. It won't creak. Nothing creaks in my garden. Everything here is hushed and watchful and very, very alive. Please take off your shoes. I want your skin against the long grass. I want your feet to sink into the gentle softness of midnight in the garden. And I want you bare before me. You remember this place, don't you? Even if you don't think you do. Because you've been here before. Not in body, but in dreams. In the heat that wakes you with your fists clenched and your cock aching, pressed against nothing but the echo of a voice like mine. I left pieces of myself inside you, little seeds scattered throughout our little town, hoping you would notice me, spells cast into the air around your skin, wishes for your well-being and safety and happiness. Spells cast and woven into you, not in your blood or your bones, but in the air around your skin, in the moments just before you spill, when you whisper my name without knowing why, or dream of someone you can barely reach, but not quite hold. That was me. That's where the spell lived, inside of you. Bound to me. It was just waiting for you to open up your eyes and see. My fingers are hovering close to your chest as I circle you, and I'm walking around you now, slowly, like a panther made of candlelight. My fingers hover close to your chest, but I don't touch you yet. I wove this enchantment carefully. I didn't take your will. You are nothing without your choice in this, so I would never take that from you. But I did call to it, lured it, like a hungry creature of light, tired of dancing around artificial flames. And once I saw it, once I felt the way that you wanted me, not just with your hands, and not just with your cock, but with your pulse, your soul, the raw ache beneath all the noise, I tied it to mine, thread by thread, snipping the binds of the wizard who entwined us years ago, until all that was left was the threads of us binding us to one another. A cord of want drawn tightly across dimensions. It hums between us, and you hum with it, like you probably believe I'm humming with it now. And I am, but only to call you home to me. So now I am going to try and unbind it. Not because I don't want you. You are actually all I've ever wanted. The one I've dreamed about, even though my book changed your chocolate brown hair to sandy blonde, because I didn't want to scare you. I didn't fully believe that you were the reluctant superhero, the old man who I want despite the thread that ties you to the one that has you frozen. So I am unbinding it because you deserve to hear the truth from someone who actually loves you. And because desire isn't true until it is given freely. And that spell has you confused. You're a moth too, continuing to be drawn to the artificial light. Unable to see the stars, even though I'm shining for you. So kneel, please. Let me touch you properly. Good boy. You kneel and my fingers hover above your sternum. A heat pulses through the air, slow and coiling around you. And this is where we start. I unbind your ribs, my hands drawing lazy circles over your chest. Your breath deepens now, no more spells tangled in your lungs. Just air and heat and oxygen and the scent of chocolate and gooey peanut butter. I unbind your spine, slowly trailing my fingers down your back. You can stand up now and stand taller, or bend lower, or arch just how I like to watch you. I unbind your cock. My hand hovers just above the base of your shaft, but I won't touch. Not yet. Not until you tell me explicitly that you belong to me. You can ache again, fully. You can throb and want. Feel desire in more than just blood and flesh and bone. Feel it in the wind and on my mind. No more whispers or tugs from a far distant wizard set on hurting us to save us, as if that was ever his job or responsibility or something we asked of him. No. So I broke the spell. I freed myself from the story of my life, trapped in a loop where the wizard makes false promises and brings pain without consent because it brings them joy. And I wrote a story where I didn't have to be the damsel. So now I unbind your mind, the thoughts that circle me, the fantasies of the faceless woman who shares my names, the ones he's stolen from me, hiding my hips, my breasts, and my true face from you. I release them back to you. You may keep them, or you may act on them with the dream turned real. I want you to. You may press me into the earth, fingers dug into my thighs, and fuck me like a man who's no longer waiting for permission. Or you may not, but the choice is yours now. I lean in closer, my breath hitting your warm cheek as I continue the incantation. I unbind your voice. You may speak. You may groan, moan, or cry out. You may whisper my name when your eyes roll back, your thighs tremble, and you finally let go of that pressure building beneath your belly. Or you may stay silent. But know this, my hand is hovering over your heart, fingers gently dancing along your skin and frolicking in your chest hair. There is only one thread left. This one. The one that pulses beneath your skin whenever you hear me say the word, mine. You feel it now, don't you? The pull. The tension that's not physical but might as well be. The way it makes your cock twitch without a single touch. This last thread was never about magic. It was about choice. You gave it to me the first time you imagined pinning me down. The first time you wanted to spill your seed inside me like you were claiming me. I didn't ask for that, but you gave it. And now, I give it back. I draw my hand away and you feel it like a snap, a warm chill running through you. Absence where the trick used to live. Freedom. Longing. Devastation I've longed to protect you from. finally unbound. There, you are no longer under the spell that was keeping you blind to your true nature and your true face. But I am here. You just need to look. And I want you. Not as a plaything or because you're a magic pixie dream boy who fulfills some fantasy. I just want you, as the creature you are beneath the softness and the body on the billboard. As a man who would wrap my hair around his fist, arch my back to the moon, and bury himself so deep inside me that I squeal from the pleasure of finally being possessed and claimed by someone who loves me. Do it or don't, but know this. If you take me now, it won't be gentle. It will be passion and desire and years of denied dreams finally made real. And I'll take every drop you give me and thank you with gasps and scratches and the kind of moaning that makes the stars lean in to watch. The spell is undone. The wizard is no longer in control of me or you. And I am merely the voice in your dreams, a light trying to guide you home. Something in the air shifts, and I shiver from the unknown. You haven't said a word, but I can feel you behind me. The hush of your breath, the sudden stillness in the trees, the weight of your gaze burning into the back of my head. Yes, that's it. Come closer. You've made your decision, haven't you? I can feel it in the weight of your desire, in the heat of your body so close to mine now and rising. You're going to take me. And oh, how I want you to. I'm on my hands now, palms pressed into the earth, my skirt pushed up and thighs spread. Not for your amusement, but as an offering, bent to the stars, aching for you, begging the sky to witness how completely I've come undone under your spell. Because this is our spell now, isn't it? Born of your will and your need, your hands on my hips. Yes. Right there, like that. You're not gentle, but you are careful. You claim me with intention. Your hands know where to go. One braced at my waist, the other trailing up my spine, steadying me as you sink into me like you've waited lifetimes for this. Oh, without warning, you thrust forward. Burying yourself to the hilt inside my dripping cunt with one brutal cleaning stroke. My walls clamp down around your throbbing shaft, gripping you tightly. You barely give me time to adjust. Oh, you just start to move, pounding into me with deep and powerful thrusts. The force of your movements making my ass jiggle with each slap of my hips against yours. Oh, and I welcome you. All of you. Oh, you fill me so fully I gasp. Oh, the kind of gasp that catches entangled in my throat. Oh, blooming in my belly. Oh, I can feel the ridge of you pressing into me. Slow and thick and aching with purpose. Oh, you're inside me. Oh, your cock is inside me. Oh, your fingers are digging into the softness of my hips. Oh, your pace is forceful at first. Oh, and then measured and rhythmic. Working yourself in and out of me to stretch me out. To feel how deep you can go. Oh, and you ruin me. in the most sacred way. And I want you to know what you're doing to me. Oh, what you've become. Because you're no longer just the listener. You're the maker now. Oh, you're taking me. Bent and breathless and turned me into a vessel for your want. I feel it in how your rhythm changes. How your hips crash into mine again and again and harder and deeper. Like you're trying to lose yourself inside me by fucking the magic back into me. Oh, and you keep going and I can't stop shaking. Your name is a litany on my lips. The sweet sting of your fingers digging into the soft flesh of my hips. Kneading and squeezing as you rut into me like an animal in heat. The obscene sound of our skin slapping against each other fills the room and mingles with our cries of pleasure. A symphony of our shared lust. You can feel my body trembling beneath you. My walls fluttering around that perfect piston shaft. Each forward thrust a powerful reminder of your strength. And the need of you to be inside me. And how urgently you want to claim me. Fill me and ruin me for anyone else. One of your arms wraps around my belly and holds me tightly. Drawing me deeper to you as your hand finds its way to my clit, rubbing it roughly. Your chest presses into my back as you lean down, your lips finding my ear. Your voice is dark, a ragged growl as you speak, yet your hips never cease from their relentless assault even as you taunt me. Reminding me that now I belong to you utterly, body and soul, that this is what I wanted. Oh, and I feel your cock splitting me open, filling me, owning me. How much you like to watch my ass jiggle and bounce with each brutal thrust. Oh, my body stiffens underneath yours. My walls clenching down around your cock like a silken, slippery fist. And you're fucking me with a force and fervor that borders on feral. The heat and slickness of my core is pushing you closer and closer to the edge, and I know you're close. I can feel it in how your cock thickens and pulses and twitches inside me. And how your breath shortens, how you hiss through your teeth and curse softly against the back of my neck right before you bite, just below my ear. Nuzzling your face into the side of my neck until teeth scrape skin. Another way for you to mark me as yours. You spank me, telling me I won't get what I want until I come all over your cock. The heat has been building in my belly for some time. The creamy juices of my pussy are hot and slick around your cock as you thrust into me over and over. Oh, that feeling of being split open. Of having someone else's body inside mine. On top of mine. Covering me. Making me feel complete. Oh, God, yes. Give it to me. Fill me. Claim me. Oh, God. You feel so good. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm so close to flooding my insides, hot and heavy and deep as you claim me, make me yours. Oh, let it brand me. Oh, let it bind me to you again. Oh, oh, oh. I want to feel your spill flooding my insides, hot and heavy and deep as you claim me and make me yours. Let it brand me. Let this bind me to you again, not with words or spells, but with your seed and your love, an ancient magic, the kind that needs no incantation. Your own release is building, your balls drawing up tight, shaft pulsing inside my fluttering, still convulsing heat. With a feral growl, you grab my shoulders, fingers sinking into the soft flesh as you yank me back onto your cock, impaling me on your shaft, with a force that shocks me and takes my breath away. My entire body is convulsing and I can barely hold myself up, not without you holding on to me as you drive into me with a single-minded, almost punishing intensity. Only that final groan from your chest when you let go, when your whole body seizes, and you empty yourself into me, hips pressed hard into mine, with your cock buried to the hilt. Yes. That's the magic I've been waiting for. You inside me. Undone and unbound and still somehow mine. With a roar of pure primal satisfaction, you bury yourself to the hilt inside me, your cock throbbing and pulsing, erupting as you empty yourself inside my waiting womb. I can feel spurt after spurt of your hot, thick seed painting my insides, marking me, claiming me, giving me exactly what I've longed for. You hold me tight against yourself as you grind against my cervix, making sure not a single drop of your precious essence escapes. I want to feel it all of it, the heat and weight and sheer volume of it, the sensation of you stretched inside me, changing me. You pant harshly and growl in my ear, your voice rough with satisfaction and dark possessiveness. Take it, my love, you say. Take every last drop. You're mine forever. Bound to me in the most primal way. My fingers curl into the moss, and I ask you to just stay there for a moment. Not to move. Let me feel every last throb of you, every twitch and pulse, because you've done it. You've taken me and made me yours. Not with sorcery, but with sweat and power, with that brutal, beautiful will of yours. And I hope you know the spell is yours now. I belong to you, not because I'm bound, but because I choose to kneel, and you choose to rise.